Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, life is full of surprises. Sometimes we are the greatest surprises of all. We surprise even ourselves. Point us to Jesus tonight as I tell this story so that our eyes will be glued to Him from now on for the rest of our lives. In Jesus' name we pray, and everybody said,
Amen.
In the Bayou country of Louisiana, people bury their dead in buildings called vaults because the river overflows a lot there and washes bodies out of their graves, no matter how deep people dig them. My story tonight is true, no matter how bizarre it may sound to you. It all began in the home of a miserly old man who owned an old farm close to the river. He was used to living alone and working by himself. He was so cheap, he would not hire workers to help with the chores, even though he was 78 years old. His pastime, his greatest hobby, every night, as soon as it was dark, he would lift the floorboard by the fireplace and pull out a sack of old gold coins, and then, rocking himself back and forth in his favorite rocking chair, he would count the coins by the flickering firelight. He loved the way the light would flash off each coin as he would say, un, deux, trois, quatre, cinq. So he was very upset when an attorney called him and said that his granddaughter had died and that her daughter, his great-granddaughter, had nowhere else to go and that she would be moving in with him. He fought long and hard until the state finally forced him to take her in. Her name was Anna Jolie. Now, Anna Jolie was a nice girl. She was only 13 years old. But her great-grandfather wasn't very great. And when she arrived, he told her, "You will not be staying with me in the house." "Why not, Grandpapa?" "Because you have only come to spy on me and to steal my money. So you will be staying in the barn with the rest of the animals. And you can leave right now. I will show you where you will stay." And he led her into the barn and up a ladder to the higher loft. And there she made a bed of straw and fell asleep. The next morning, she came to the house and knocked on the door. And the old man let her in so she could cook breakfast and clean. But when the evening came and they finished supper, he sent her back to the barn. And as soon as she was out of sight and it became dark, he loosened that floorboard by the fireplace and took out that sack of gold coins and began counting them as he rocked back and forth by the fire. Un, deux, trois, quatre, cinq. Suddenly there was a knock at the door. "Who is it?" he growled. "It's me, Grandpapa, Anna Jolie." "What do you want?" "Well, it's very damp out here, Grandpapa, and I feel so sick." "You're not sick. You are making excuses to get in my house and to steal my money. Get back to the barn where you belong." "But Grandpapa, enough. Return to the barn. Good night." And as soon as she turned and left, he resumed counting his coins. 6, 7, The next morning, Anna Jolie came back to the house to cook and clean again. But she struggled the whole day, coughing and wheezing, gasping for air as water began to fill her lungs. But as soon as the evening came and they were finished eating supper, her miserly grandpapa sent her back to the barn. And when she was out of sight and it was dark, he fumbled with that loose floorboard in front of the fireplace. And he pulled out that sack of old gold coins and began counting them as he rocked himself by the warming fire of the fireplace. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Suddenly there was a soft knock at the door. "Who is it?" "It's me, Grandpapa." "Anna Jolie, please, I am sick. It's so damp out here. Please send for the doctor." "You're not sick. You're making excuses to get in my house to steal my money. And I will not pay for any doctor. Go back to the barn where you belong. Perhaps if you stayed in your bed and rested, you would get well."
"But Grandpapa..."
"Enough! Back to the barn with you. Go back there. Good night and good riddance." And when she was gone, he resumed counting his gold coins. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The next morning, he waited for her to come and make breakfast and to clean. But Anna Jolie did not come to the house. He waited for her until about 10 o'clock in the morning. And then he said to himself, "That miserable girl, she is just making excuses now. She's going to use her cough as an excuse to keep from cleaning my house and from making food for me. I will go to her." And he rushed to the barn and he yelled out, "Anna! Anna Jolie!" But she didn't answer. And then he went inside and climbed the ladder to the loft. And there she was lying down. And he reached out and he grabbed her and he fiercely shook her several times. But Anna Jolie didn't respond. She couldn't. Anna Jolie was dead. "Rats," said the old man. "I suppose now I'll have to pay for her funeral." So he sent for the casket maker. "Monsieur," said the casket maker, "surely you will want to place this unfortunate girl's body in a vault to protect her from the river. After all..." "No, I don't," he interrupted the cabinet maker. "I have no intentions of paying for a vault or anything else. As soon as you are done, you can leave." "But, monsieur, this child..." "I said that when you are through, you may leave, and I will take care of all the arrangements." When the casket maker was finished, he left. Then the old man took Anna Jolie's body and he laid her in the casket. Then he dragged it outside and he connected it to his tractor. And then he dragged it to the highest spot on his property. And there he dug a deep hole, as deep as an old man can dig. And he buried her there. Then he quickly put the tractor away, rushed back into the house and waited for dark. And as soon as it was dark, he fumbled with that loose floorboard and pulled out his sack of gold coins and began counting them as he rocked back and forth in the flickering firelight. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. As time passed, the weather worsened. The rains fell harder and longer as the monsoon season kicked into high gear. One afternoon, the National Weather Service issued a hurricane warning, but the old man never knew it. He was too cheap to use his radio. He only noticed that the sky grew darker and that the wind began whipping up. He closed the shutters and made sure the front door was boarded tight. And then he retreated to his rocking chair and sat down by the fire after pulling out that sack of gold coins, and he began counting it to take his mind off the nasty weather. Suddenly, lightning struck a big tree right beside his home, splitting its trunk, sending half of it crashing against the house. The wind began to sway the branches and the leaves scraped against his home. "Who is that? Is there someone trying to get in my home? Go away! Go away and leave an old man alone." And he continued to count the money from his sack of gold. But then the wind continued to blow fiercely against his house, and it actually tore open some of the shutters, slapping them open and shut, open and shut. And he imagined once again someone was at the door. "Who is it? Is there someone trying to get in my house? Oh, I am an old man. My imagination is running wild. I must be losing my mind. It's nothing. It's just the wind." But as the wind continued to pick up and the rains continued to fall, the river began to overflow its banks. And the water reached the place where Anna Jolie was buried and began to loosen the dirt around Anna Jolie's grave. The waters began to rise, and as they rose, they lifted the casket out of the ground and sent it sailing toward the old man's home. The winds grew louder, and the rain pounded on the old man's home, and he imagined that he heard a moaning and the sound of someone demanding entrance into his home as Anna Jolie's casket finished its journey and crashed right into the front door of his house. "Who is it? Is there someone there trying to get in my house? Go away!" But when the sound didn't repeat itself, he said, "Oh, I am on edge tonight. I am imagining these things. I should not worry. No one is out there. No one is trying to get in." But the wind grew louder and began to howl. And the rain continued to pound on his home. And as the water continued to surge, Anna Jolie's casket began to repeatedly slam into the front door as the waves came and went against it. "Who is it? Is there somebody there? Is there somebody trying to get in? Go away! Can't you see the weather is terrible? Go home and leave me alone with my money and my fire." But the storm wouldn't stop. And as the winds raced up to 100 miles an hour, and as the rain dumped thousands more gallons of water on the old man's home, the terrible storm came to a fierce, horrible boil, and a blood-curdling scream pierced the night! In the morning, the sheriff and his deputies in bayou boats search for survivors, looking for victims of the storm. And they came upon the old man's home. As they approached, they saw the front door had been smashed to pieces. And they went inside to look for him. And when they went inside, they found the old man frozen with fear, sitting in his rocking chair, dead. And the casket of Anna Jolie right in front of him. And the sack of gold coins, not in the hands of the old man, but clutched in the hands of Anna Jolie. I don't know if you've ever read the story of the Telltale Heart by Edgar Allan Poe. It's the story of a young man who kills an older man, and then to cover up his crime, he takes the man's body and buries it under the floorboards of his apartment. When the police come to look for this missing man, the young man imagines that he hears the sound of the old man's heart beating, beating, and beating in his ears. The police leave, but the young man tries to sleep, and he can't sleep. The whole night he hears the sound, this deafening sound of this, the old man's heart just beating and beating and beating. And he finally turns himself in and confesses to his crime. The victim of his own guilty conscience. Perhaps you have felt guilt before. The best way, of course, to deal with guilt is to throw yourself on God's mercy and to ask for forgiveness. And the blood of Jesus Christ will cleanse you from all unrighteousness and restore you to God on peaceful terms. Otherwise, if you don't, when the sound of guilt comes knocking at your door, your conscience will amplify that sound until you open the door and surrender. Let's bow our heads. Dear Father in heaven, I know what it's like to try to cover up a sin, to try to ignore what I have done, only to have that sin haunt me, as it has haunted thousands of others, millions of others throughout history, who find out in the end that our sins will find us out, that we all must answer to God for what we have done. We must give an account, and in that accounting, we finally face ourselves and what we've done, and we have a choice. Either we confess and receive forgiveness, or we try to cover up and become tortured by our own haunting memories. Dear Lord, my prayer is that everyone here will choose to come to a God who loves them, a God who cares about them, a God who welcomes them, even welcomes the sinner who is willing to admit that he or she has done wrong and longs desperately to be on good terms with God again. You will forgive us, Lord, as you have forgiven millions before, and we will once again know the happiness and the peace that surpasses understanding. The peace that comes from you, not as the world gives peace, but a lasting peace and a real peace, the peace of God. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody said,
Amen.
God bless you.